At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Why are you, you're dancing and we haven't even started yet.
Jim's excited.
Good grief, dude. Take an Ambien or a chill pill or whatever.
An Ambien.
Oh, wait, that's the sleeping pill. I was just kidding. Don't take one of those. Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Clocks Running, the podcast, Everything Black Football. I'm Jacob.
And I'm Ant.
Oh wow, just way to just be super casual now after you just like did the shut the jive.
You know what? There's never a way that apparently I can say my name correctly. I don't understand. But
well, I mean,
you want me to put my shiesty mask on?
No, whoa. Hey man. I mean you have become known worldwide for the man in the shiesty mask. I don't think you can ever like show your real face in public anymore. And let's talk about while you're in the shiesty mask, how fantastic it looks like your mustache pokes out. All you see is just like, burp, and then like Colonel Custard over here is ready to ride into battle.
Well,
or going to Stomping Willow or Burning Man or whatever the massacre was even a part of. I don't remember.
Oh,
I didn't pay attention to that part.
Yeah, Little Bighorn.
Yeah, I think you just made that up. That's cool.
No, it is Little Bighorn. It's in Wyoming. I've actually been to the battlefield.
Yeah, okay. Or you and your mustache?
You know what's really funny is I saw, like, shout out to Ernie Paul Edits. That guy makes some amazing content. I saw a couple clips of him, getting plays, and I'm like in the background, like looking like a ninja.
All you see when I answer, they're just. It's just.
Yeah,
it's just like that. I probably shouldn't make that face.
Yeah, I was locked in. I was locked in.
Okay. You know? All right. So, major mustache.
Hey, so just before we get going, there's something very important that we need to talk about, okay? Yeah. Last week, we put out a challenge. We talked about MySpace. And I just want you to understand how little response there was about MySpace. Nobody cares. It's done with. There is no top eight.
So I'm just going to bring up one small point because that's not a true statement. There were people who responded to the MySpace shout out and you deleted their comments. So if you're going to continue to gatekeep the comment section and censor our fans and keep them from being great and being who they want to be, I'm not going to stand for it. I'm going to sit while we do this whole podcast in solidarity for our friends who wanted to be a part of MySpace.
Okay. I guess you want to get this party started?
Go ahead. The floor is yours, my friend.
Well, I didn't know you were doing a whole protest for MySpace. I didn't.
Well,
know
I mean, that it was that serious. I mean, it didn't have to be, and then you made it that way. So
okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough. All right. You want to bring these guests on tonight?
Are they both here?
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
Let's do it.
Hold on.
Oh boy.
This one. He went away. She's still here. So we
all right. Bring her in.
All right, let's bring on Michaela. What up, Michaela?
Hello.
What's up, Michaela?
What's up?
How are you? First and foremost,
Listen, I went to Wisconsin. I can only kind of say I.O. I do live here. But my loyalties are...
with the Badgers.
Yeah,
that's crazy. Sorry. Do they play in the C division of the Big Ten now, or where do they play?
You better stop. How rude. Listen, we're having a tough go right now. Be nice. It happens to the best of us.
This is Ant in his best form.
I just want you to know that I had a jersey of probably the best player to ever play at Wisconsin. Mr. Ron Dane. I had a New York Giants jersey.
Yeah, he's iconic. I love that. Makes my Wisconsin heart happy.
Yeah, he was a part of the Thunder and Lightning of the Giants.
Is that when they used candles to light the lights for the night games?
That's crazy. Yeah.
You know what? That's messed up.
That's crazy.
Let me bring on another guest. Maybe he has something to say. What up?
Hair and makeup supposed to be before the show starts.
Oh, you weren't ready.
Obviously. All right. So since he's not ready, he's still in hair and makeup. Let's start the show off how we normally do. Michaela, we always ask our new guests, give us your origin story. Give us your superhero story, how you got into flag. Take us on the journey. Give us spare no details, as detailed as you want. It could be as vague as you want. It's the floor is yours.
All right. Well, back to my Wisconsin roots. So I'm formerly a Division I soccer player. Played at Wisconsin 2013 to 2016. So I'm a little on the older side in this world of ours. But was ready to hang up the cleats from a soccer perspective after college. And one of my friends played in a rec league here in Columbus. I'm in Columbus, Ohio, so in Columbus. And she's like, you're athletic, come play. We need an extra girl. Me thinking, whatever, no big deal. So I played rec for a few years and got to a point where I love playing sports and love being athletic. And I started taking traveling a little bit more in some leagues. And had a couple guy friends in a co-ed league invite me up to a tournament up in Cleveland. And they were like, listen, you're going to play against Izzy. This will be real competition for you. You'll see how you actually like hold up. So I went up, played against her. It was a battle. Their team won naturally. But it was actually so fun. Like my inner competitor hadn't come out in so long since college. And for that to come out, this was last year, to play against her, reinvigorated a spark in me. So after that game, her parents actually pulled one of the guys aside and her parents asked who I was. And they're like, oh, she's just former soccer player, like doesn't really play flag. They're like, she should do something with it. Like she should try and go play. So I was like, you know what? Might as well give it a shot. So I decided to go to Tampa in January of last year just to play for fun. I played with a random team out of Maryland and I didn't know anybody. So went down there, saw in the USA Flag Facebook group that different nationalities or countries would have representation there. So I reached out, told them I was a German, obviously also an American. And so they were like, oh, we're going to send your schedule to the head coach for Germany. And he came and watched me play and was like, wow, you're one of the most like raw athletes I've ever seen in a woman. Obviously, you're not a football player. You were a soccer player. So there's some things that we can do to work on that. But from a pure athleticism standpoint, he was like, come try out. So that's how it all started, and tried out for the team in March and made the team in April. And it's been such a whirlwind the last, 10 months now. So yeah, that's my story.
It's awesome.
Yeah. You got the same story, right? Girls soccer is what you started in.
Hey.
Wow. How, man, is this your first podcast? This first time you ever been on? got no mic, man. We can't hear you. Good night. This is so bad. Nope.
That's crazy.
It's because he connected. You connected your headphones after you joined. That's what happened.
Golly. Dang. All right, sign out. Come back in. All right, Michaela. So talk to us about, like, so you play with the national team this year. Mm-hmm. You played in LA with them, correct?
Yep, correct. Okay,
so we played LA. So talk to us about some of the comparisons between, like, D1 soccer prep, D1 soccer, like, games and, like, lead up, build up, and what it's like to, you know, be on a national team for flag, you know, prepping for that, and what does that look like?
Well, I think I actually have a kind of unique story, even from a soccer perspective too. I played for Team USA for Team USA as a youth national team player, up until college. Okay. So it was very weirdly parallel, because playing for the other half of me in a different sport was such a cool experience. But in terms of pressure, I mean, you know, like, there's no better feeling for an athlete having that pressure and performing. So in terms of prep, I'd never prepped for a football tournament like that before. So this was all very new. And getting out to LA and then playing my first game, I just trucked someone immediately, flag. So the nerves were hitting. So that didn't go so great. But honestly, like, once I got through the anxiety of stepping back onto that stage at that level again, I had a blast. I don't even know what to say. It was so cool. Such a cool experience. And meeting all of the people, different players from around the world, was also such a cool experience.
For sure.
Yeah, no, for sure. That stuff is so exciting. And just seeing, I mean, you know, somebody like me, like, I will admit, I was a rec player. Like, I never really amounted to anything in flag. To see tournaments where there's people from all over the world playing in one place, it's absolutely amazing. So I can't imagine being there live, being a part of it. Like, that's such a crazy big deal. So.
Yeah.
So
we actually met playing ping pong out there.
You and I.
That's so funny. He's laughed twice now, so I can't hear him.
Yeah, he's still muted.
Dang.
I don't know.
How's your ASL? No.
No, we still can't
hear. Oh, wait, man, this is okay.
I don't know.
All right, that's strike two for him. We're not playing these reindeer games. That's a Christmas reference.
Is it? Oh my gosh! Is it? Is there some sort of game people are supposed to play at home with how many Christmas references there are in the show?
Not at all, but they could take a shot for every time we make a Christmas reference on this show tonight.
Oh no!
Oh yeah! All right. So we start. So where? What's next year looking like for you? We're at the end of the year with flag, you know, everybody kind of uses Worlds as like the calendar reset. But what's 2026 look like for you?
So so the way that Team Germany works, we kind of have three tryout camps. We can hear you.
Finally, good.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. Yeah.
We know what happened.
I don't know what happened. By the way, I need my rematch at ping pong. No, we don't speak on that different.
Yeah, but I won, for the record.
Good.
So that's why we need to rematch.
It was dog. Bad. It was a bad game for me. It was bad.
Whatever.
You won.
But anyway, so our reset kind of started actually last month for next year. Okay. So we had tryout camp last month. We have a tryout camp that I'm flying out to again on Wednesday. And then we have another one the first week of January.
Oh, wow.
So after that, they'll announce our roster for 2026, February 1st. And then end of February, we're actually going to Mexico. And we have a tournament in Mexico. So that's kind of our tournament prep for Worlds. And then from there, back-to-back-to-back camps before. So we actually pretty much train every month as a group. So we spend a weekend, a month training over there. And then obviously Worlds, which will be very exciting. We have a tough group. So really excited to see what happens there.
No, that's awesome. And it's crazy. That's kind of really short period of time. Three camps, flying to and from Germany over and over again. And how long are these camps? Like 4 days, 3-4 days?
So it's like 2.5 days. So we meet up on the Friday afternoon, evening, and then we train 2-a-days, basically Saturday, Sunday. So we have meetings Friday night, 2-a-days Saturday, 2-a-days Sunday, and then everybody heads back out Sunday night. But for me, it looks a lot different. And last year I was the only American, I was the only like real international. There's a couple girls that live in Austria, which is like an hour flight. But for me, it looks a lot different, right? So I'm flying out on a Wednesday, fly, take a red eye, arrive there on a Thursday morning, and then I have Thursday to kind of adjust before I have to get to camp on Friday. And there's also a 6-hour time change, so it's tough. Like waking up then Friday morning to train at 9 a.m. It's 9 a.m. for the rest of the girls. It's what, 3 a.m. for me. So my heart's like, you should be sleeping. What is happening right now? So that part's really tough.
Jet lag gets you.
Bro, it's crazy. It's horrible. And I'm just getting like switched over at the end of camp by the time I need to come home.
No, yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's it, like, you up for like the rest of the day. Like, that's terrible.
It's a lot. But it's worth it.
Now that we can hear you, Zay, we want to hear about your origin story in flag football. What got you to this point today?
All right. So I don't know if y'all – well, obviously y'all do know, but she don't know. My brother was on the 2022 World Games team, the U.S. team. So after watching that, I decided, you know, to see, like, you know, give flag a try, see what it's like, you know, see, like, the aspects of it. Because my brother always talked high and mighty of it since I was, like, 11, 12. I'm 23 now, so about like 11, 12 years. So I was like, I'm gonna just see what like what flag is like, give it a try. Did like my very first like tournament was like the XFL that happened in San Antonio, like in December 2022.
Yep.
So I didn't know anybody. I didn't know who Freaks was, YTG, Game Changers. Like the only really people I knew was like Corey, Barbecue Chicken, and like Umbrella. I knew Umbrella at the time. After that tournament, I called my brother. I was like, is this what you do? And he was just like, yeah. Like, he was like, it's a year-round thing. So after that, I just started playing, like, consistently in 2023. Just consistent, like, every week, every month. Like, from January 2023 to December, I did not stop playing. And I just ended up telling my brother, like, I want to see how long I'm going to do this. And it ended up being longer than I thought it would be. Then me making a team, I didn't know I was going to make the team my first year trying out. I thought I was going to, like, 18, I'll make it. But I think I was going to make the 12, like, because it's my first, like, year. I'm, like, one full year in. I don't know really anything. But the fact that I made the team, which is, like, I know what I can do now, like, in order to be better than how I am. And I'm here where I'm at right now. Representing Team USA for 2 years now, for going on 3. You know, give me a third gold medal. You know. but that is my story. My story is no, like, it's no crazy story like hers. It's just original. So
yeah, for sure. And I gotta say this, I threw your brother out of more games than any other player that I dealt with reference. So I had lots of interactions with your older brother. in Inland Empire in LA when I was rapping out there. So.
Yeah,
oh, that's
actually funny. Hilarious though. That's one thing. Like, I watch it, especially Nashville. I watch it. It just be the funniest interaction ever. aired out in Nashville when we played against them. It was the hilarious interaction ever. Like, I was hoping you throw him at the game so I could talk, but hey, it happened.
No, literally, like, there's been times that, like, at halftime, I've had to throw him out of the game. Like, he just, like, once he starts, like, there's no stopping him. And then after, but after the fact, he'll come up to me and he'll be like, "We're still boys, right? Like, we're cool." I was like, "Of course, man, it's cool." Just, when you're going crazy on the field, it's gonna, you know, you're gonna get these flags. So that's how it goes.
Right, like with him, me and him, we're the same, but we're not the same when it comes to like talking to the ref. Like with him, he's not gonna shut up. With me, you got three strikes, and I'm gonna start getting picked. So it's just like me.
Oh, like, it's kind of like the strikes for your audio on this video. It's kind of like the audio for you on this video.
Not bad, but I give, like, I'll at least talk to you, but like if you constantly calling like BS, then I'm gonna start getting petty. So it's like, that's one thing about me, whether I know you or not.
That's crazy, a player on YTG being petty with the refs. I've never heard of that. That's wild. Hey, so, oh, go ahead, Jacob. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
I was going to shift gears completely. So, you guys.
Go, then go.
All right. First and foremost, people in the chat asking, yes, this is a Mexico jersey. We're talking IFAF tonight. I had to rock it. You know, I had to represent the number one team in the world a little bit. You know.
Oh, really? That's crazy work.
Has both of you on and then talks reckless like this. I
that's crazy.
Oh my gosh.
So speaking of that, we had the world rankings come out. we had both men's and women's, and of course the world rankings build the groups for Dusseldorf. For the world championship, Dusseldorf.
Is he saying it right?
Yeah.
Oh.
Dusseldorf. It's the U with the dots. Dusseldorf.
Okay,
there
we
go. Little like German education.
And that's what we need. Somebody's going to do so old.
We go practice our worlds. Hey, Dusseldorf?
Oh Lord.
Okay, so from now on, anytime we need to say it, Michaela, you just fill in the blank. I'm gonna let you do it. Okay.
I got you.
All right, so we're gonna have a little fun because there's four of us here. So we're gonna do a little mock bracket and pick winners from the men's and women's and see how it turns out. Okay.
Oh man.
So, what do you guys want to start with, men's or women's?
Men's.
Ladies. Women.
Men's. Women. No, men's.
Women.
All right, since Michaela was punctual.
I was on time and I did everything right.
Ready
yeah.
to go and prepared. If Michaela wants to start with the men's bracket, we're going to start there.
Thank you.
I'll okay. have women go first, but it's all good.
I mean, I all right, get it. Cool. I get it.
All right, so here's how it's going to work. I'm going to give each one of us a group. And you have to pick the two winners out of the group, and that'll create our bracket, and then we'll see how that goes. All right.
All right.
So, Zay, I'm going to give you a D, which has Italy, France, Great Britain, and Panama. All right, Michaela, you got C, Mexico, Switzerland, Germany, and Brazil. Jacob. You got A, United States, Australia, Israel, American Samoa. And taking B, Austria, Japan, Canada, Nigeria.
Can you say those again?
Yeah, you're going to run back to that. You went really fast.
Okay. I already know what I got. So
that's okay, he memorized it.
Skip him.
Yeah, right.
I already got mine. So.
Okay, Michaela, you have Mexico, Switzerland, Germany, and Brazil.
Okay.
Jacob, you have United States, Australia, Israel, and American Samoa.
Okay, that's what I couldn't remember. Thank you.
All right. Hey, you good? You got your two? All right, what do you got?
I got Italy and Panama.
Okay.
I'm going to take Mexico and then Germany. I got to.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, yeah, for sure. I agree.
Gotta protect my boys.
Yeah.
Okay. Jacob, you ready?
Yeah. So, all right, obviously we're taking USA. And this is where it gets kind of fun. I'm going to go Australia.
Mm. I'll take.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, and I'm gonna take. All right, I'm gonna throw an upset in there. I'm gonna take Japan and Canada. So no Austria. Moving on.
You said no Austria.
Yeah, I'm gonna take Japan over Austria.
And, Michael, you said Mexico and who else?
Germany.
Germany. Gotcha. Homer.
Okay, so now this is going to be completely random now, and you have to pick the winner. Michaela, U.S. against Germany. Who you got?
That's so crazy. Why are you
said completely random.
You going to lie to them? Too.
How rude. Sorry, I got dog duties.
I was going to say, they got bags for that.
Okay.
God, that was good. Clean, fun.
You want to say hi? Yeah. All right, I'm going to say USA. Sorry. Okay. Sorry to my team, but.
All right, that's minus three on your evaluation sheet.
It's kind of messed up, but that's kind of.
Okay, but.
That's kind of messed up.
Yeah.
It is. Listen, you better be thankful. I know you're not talking.
I'm talking about. Them
for them.
USA
well,
Germany.
First of all,
it
was them. I'm in this game with y'all. I didn't choose that.
Okay.
Damn, a bad side. Jacob, you got a Mexico shirt on.
Jacob, you got Italy and Australia.
I just picked Australia. Italy.
Okay. Yeah. Then you got Japan and Panama.
Ooh, Japan. I'm sorry. I got to go to Japan. That's a little all tough, right. But after playing against Japan, it's gonna be Japan.
All right, so which cupcake matchup did you take?
Yeah, Mexico, Canada. I got Mexico.
Okay.
That would really be a good game.
What? Jake, okay, so we're gonna let the guests decide the semifinal games. Okay, so Michaela, you got Italy and Mexico. Who you got?
Mexico.
Okay.
Wow. Ooh.
All right, Zay, you got U.S. and Japan.
U.S.
Okay, yeah. Hey, Michaela picked over Germany, so I just want to make sure. You never know.
Good.
I'm still taking U.S.
Don't be rubbing it in.
At least gave them the semis. Like.
Okay, Jacob, you picked the winner. U.S. against Mexico in the men's final.
I'm choosing U.S., man.
Okay, all right, just making sure. Sorry. My bad.
And it's not even – they're going to have the clock – they're going to have the clocks running. I'm on fire tonight, and nobody appreciates it.
Hey, speaking of that, Zay, how disappointed were you guys in Panama to not be able to face Mexico again?
I was highly upset. I was more upset with the fact that we couldn't play because the stadium had no lights. So we can't do nothing about the rain, obviously, right. The weather. But I was highly upset because that would have been my first time playing against Mexico. Literally.
Hey,
Let me ask this. See if, give us a little behind the scenes. Was there any, like, whispers of, like, a secret game you guys playing somewhere else?
Not that I know of, no.
To determine? Oh, man. All right. Keep your secrets. That's fine.
That's crazy that it worked out that way.
Can't keep secrets. I don't know anything.
Okay.
No, but, like, I mean, you know, Mexico lost to Austria in Finland, right? So they were like, okay, cool. We'll just schedule a rematch in Mexico during the rainy season, and we'll blow Austria out. And that's exactly what they did. So, so is there any conversation before the big tournament in where, Michaela?
Sorry?
Dusseldorf. Dusseldorf.
Can you repeat your question?
Dusseldorf. I think I got it right.
There we go. Any talk of having a rematch or actually the match because the game didn't even happen before that tournament?
There's no talk. If there was talk, we don't know about it, but I haven't heard nothing about it, so I'm going to say no.
Keep your secrets. Fair enough. That's fine.
All right, fine. I thought you came on the show to talk about all kinds of stuff, but apparently not. It's fine.
All right.
Now. All right. So you guys want to move on to the women's bracket?
Yes. 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 Okay. Let's go.
All right.
Yeah.
So let's see here. Let me just predetermine how I'm going to do this.
Yeah. Okay. You already know.
He already got his.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Zay. All right, Zay. You got Canada, Japan, Panama, Brazil.
Canada, Japan, Brazil.
Yeah. Michaela, you got Great Britain, Austria, France, and China.
Damn. Okay.
All right. Jacob, you got United States, Spain, Australia, and Nigeria.
You're savage, dude. Who do you have?
I have Mexico, Italy, Germany, and Slovenia. Yeah. That's
crazy work.
Yeah.
That's the group of guests. Round
to... Hey, guys. I'm glad somebody else is picking up on what's happening.
Crazy. That's crazy work. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Who's ready? Zay, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
I'm gonna go Canada. Bobby's really saying. I'm gonna go Japan.
Okay.
Who was your hang Michaela? Up in that bracket?
Yeah, sorry, what was that?
Panama.
Yeah.
Panama, yeah.
I'm gonna go China.
Shout out Pat Alley.
And Great Britain.
Okay.
Shout out to Pat.
hey, sidebar real quick. Like, how was that news? I mean, did you guys have that behind closed doors, or you guys found out on social media?
Both. We found out after, though. Like, they told us after we found out. So it's kind of like, there was, we was watching the World Games. So obviously we was watching the women's team. I didn't know that was Pat until they did a close-up. So, like, it was kind of weird, but I was just like, why is he over there if he's coaching us? Then when they told us, I was just like, okay, that makes sense now. But I was upset, but it was, like, I understand, like, for reasons. So I wasn't mad at all on his decisions. Like, I respect his decision because that's for him and his family. So he had to do what's best for him and them, so him and his family. So I wasn't really mad.
Good.
So what if Pat calls you up before Germany and he's like, look, Zay, I can get you a Chinese passport. I just need you to come roll with us. Are you in?
It doesn't work like that, but
bro, you see this?
But hypothetically speaking, sure.
Stay with him.
Okay, all right. Maybe sure.
I'm young, so you know I got a lot of years left. Now, if I was like my like, you know, ask me to stop playing, then well, that's a different conversation. But I'm young and I still got a lot of years left, so I'm staying with my guys with Team USA.
There you go.
Okay. So what I heard from Matt is that your brother was contacted by Pat and he's going to play with China?
That got nothing to do with me. So whoever decision he make, that's on him.
All right. Jacob, who you got?
All right, so I'm taking US and hot take.
And who?
We can't hear you anymore.
Yep, look at you talking about me. Now look at you talking about me. Yeah.
Oh, is it back? Technology sucks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
you're
talking about me. Now look at you, Jacob.
Yeah. This is karma coming back.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I'm taking US and I'm going to take Nigeria.
Okay.
So your group was US, Nigeria, and who's the other two?
Spain and Australia.
Wow.
It's crazy that you can knock Spain out.
I respect it.
But how Nigeria went, I mean, you know, the African Continentals, a lot of those teams are brand new, but how dominant they seemed.
They,
you know?
They was real, like, real.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So.
It was real dominant.
Somebody vacuuming? Right, what's that?
I hear that.
Yeah, vacuuming.
Hey, do what you gotta do, bro.
He on grandpa duty, so.
Okay. All right.
Right now he on grandpa duty.
There you go. All
right. Okay, I'm gonna take Mexico and Germany.
Woo!
They're, you know, they're the host team, so they got a home field advantage. I feel like they can.
You said Germany.
All right.
Mexico.
Mexico.
Huh? Oh yeah.
Yeah. You know, with
see?
Number 27, Salazar.
You already have a basketball.
You.
You need not
DBU.
How anybody is shocked.
Me.
Oh man. All right, so again, random. We're just gonna do
random
things
all
right, here.
So who are you putting there?
Let's see, Michaela. First up, Canada and Germany.
Why are you gonna do that to me? Why give someone else that question, not me? That's crazy. Pass. Yeah.
Get Jacob that question.
Yeah, what?
Okay, all right, Jacob. With go ahead with Michaela on our show tonight. Canada, Germany.
Just from what I've seen, it's going to be Canada.
Wow.
No disrespect.
Hey, Michaela.
Prove me wrong, please.
What did I say earlier? I love the pressure.
There you go.
I love the pressure.
All right, Zay, I'm going to give you China and Nigeria.
China.
Okay.
After seeing China play, like, for their first ever world game, China.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Then they won their continental.
Yeah. Ooh.
That's a tough one, but China.
All right, Michaela, you get the easy one, U.S. against Great Britain.
Is that easy? I'm just kidding.
Yeah, come on.
I'm kidding. U.S., obviously. I support those girls. I love those girls. Absolutely. Team USA.
All right. And I got Mexico beating Japan, naturally. Wow, no reaction. Okay.
Sorry.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. Everybody got excited for everyone's reaction. Nothing for me. That's cool. I get it now.
Oh, God.
This part of the episode is
sponsored by Kleenex.
I'm sorry. They're the number one team in the world. What do you want me to do?
Okay. Keep going. Through your special bracket that's not going to be played
Jacob,
out for a year.
Jacob, how do you deal with him sometimes?
Alcohol and patience, brother.
Like, how do you deal with him sometimes? I see. Okay, I see you now.
You have to just learn to troll the troll.
No,
that's all it comes down to.
Yeah, you just troll the trolls, and you know everything's good. So, what are our semifinals looking like?
Okay, all right. So, Michaela, you got to pick first. You got Canada against Mexico.
Ooh,
that's a good game.
It is a good game.
I'm gonna say that that's a good game. I'm gonna say Mexico.
Really, really, all both right. These semis are good games.
Yeah.
Both these semis are good games.
Yeah, because then United States against China,
That'd
be a fun game to watch.
That'd be a very fun game to watch.
Yep. Fun game to watch.
I'd be a great chess master.
Especially meeting the women's team too when they was out here, so it's gonna be a fun game. But I'm gonna go with my girls.
And such a clash of worlds and styles, too. Like, their approach to the game is so different. So, watching that would be so fun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, obvious reasons. You can go with my girls. You know, I always support them. Mm-hmm. You know, root for them 24/7.
Yeah. For sure. Always. And then, since Jacob got to be – he got to pick the men's.
No, I mean, you're not picking women. No,
Okay, fine. We'll just say that game. We just say that game gets rained out. Okay, they're co-champs in Germany.
U.S. wins by two scores.
Jacob, what you got?
I just said it. U.S. wins by two scores.
It's a revenge tour for them.
I'm sticking with the home team.
It's revenge tour. That's a different game for them.
Yep.
Yeah. No. Absolutely.
They got.
No, for sure.
Two scores. None more. None less. Well, none less. Let me say that. Two more schools.
Yeah. We're taking all bets.
More.
All right.
We'll take
it. let me ask you this, Zay. So, of all the international games you guys have had, what, because ultimately you guys are undefeated, what's been the biggest challenge? Which game?
The biggest challenge, I would only say this because they scored the most points on us, but I'm going to say Canada. Because they beat us once in the exhibition, you know, everybody was talking about that, saying, you know, about NFL players, blah, blah, blah. But we ended up shutting them up when we played them in the big stage when we dropped 54 points on them, but they dropped 23. But, like, the beginning of the game, it was a little back and forth beginning of the game. But soon we start like, you know, stopping them, shutting them out, is we just took off. So we ended up having, like, four picks that game. Just defense alone, I think like one, two was like pick sixes. So it's like after those, we just shot up. But Canada really gave us like the best competition, to be honest.
Michaela, who's the team you're most looking forward to playing in Germany?
Ooh. Mexico for sure, I think, because. They're the best, some of the best in the world. And they also have such a creative way in which they play the game that's also unique. So, I mean, what athlete doesn't want to play the best and show up and show out? So, definitely Mexico.
Absolutely.
Agree.
Yeah, no. And the other thing I wanted to ask you, Dave, just go back to with Canada. So, I definitely heard a lot of – I wasn't there. I don't know what happened with the exhibition. Your opinion, and whatever it is, even if you're going to blame the refs or whatever, what did happen, like, that they were able to pull off a win?
It was just mistakes. In our, like, we beat ourselves more than anything. Like, we, like, gave – I think as a team, like, our offense threw, like, two, three picks. Obviously, we gave up scores. So it was more of a we beat ourselves, we shot ourselves in the foot more than anything. I'm not gonna blame the ref unless it's for like obvious reasons, because you know we end up doing we have a job to do, we didn't succeed. So it was really just like a team loss. Like, we lost as a team. It wasn't like offense did great, defense did terrible, vice versa. It was more like both sides of the football didn't play their best. So they end up getting the best of us.
Was that your guys' last game of the weekend, or where did that fall?
That was our first game.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So as a team, like, what does that look like after, you know, after that game, you guys got together. How do you guys bounce back? And what did the second game look like?
Right after that game, we literally like grouped up as a team, like on a field that was not played on. Like, we literally had a whole conversation about like we gotta like, you know, take every team serious. Every team's gonna be serious against us. We can't just be lazy and stuff like that. We also got to communicate. So it's just like stuff like that. Like, just basically like be for real. Stop like, you know, letting off the gas in certain situations and stuff like that. And just take it serious. Like we're playing for gold. That's pretty much how we took it. Took that more than anything else. And then after that, we beat every team by like two or more scores.
From there. Yeah. Now I heard from. Now we had a former national team player on our show a few months ago, and he said that sometimes you guys keep the scores kind of even. Is that true?
Yes and no. Not really. It is, but it's like in certain, like, you know, certain situations. We do like want teams, like, you know, to not give up on themselves and stuff like that. But we're not obviously gonna like let them come back and be a close game. But we're not gonna like bring any team down something like that, because we really are like nice. Like, we really are nice people on the field, not really, but like we really are like nice people to where like we'll let you like sometimes we'll let you score, sometimes we'll like, you know, give you like corners, like stuff like that. But we really don't keep the game even sometimes.
But you guys are also trying to grow the sport internationally, right? So being right. Ambassadors to that, like that's
we're not trying to bring nobody's confidence down.
Right,
we want to bring everybody's confidence up to where we want like more people to play, more countries to have like, you know, a national team, and like keep flag football like in the Olympics for at least like years going.
Yeah.
Instead of like blowing teams out and stuff like that, we want teams to build their confidence up. What's up?
Yeah, I just don't know, like, as a competitor, I don't think I could ever like let somebody win, let somebody score. Like, I don't even let my kids win in like Bubble Bobble or
that's because whatever. They're gonna beat you.
Can I add a caveat to this conversation?
Yeah, absolutely.
So I think something that's very strategic about that, though, is you don't pull up all your stops on a game you know you're gonna win, right? So you keep a game close because you don't want to try anything new, try anything exciting out of your pocket. You got to save those for games that you really need them for.
Absolutely.
So I think part of that is strategic in a way, too. Just a thought.
Okay, so if anybody didn't realize, Michaela is the smartest person in the room tonight.
Oh, my fault. Yeah.
I'll take it.
I'm a close third.
Wait, hold on. Who's number two?
No, that's cool. It's a tie for second, and then you got third. I get it.
I don't think that's what it is.
No answers.
All right, so next question. Michaela, since you've been playing for a little bit now, one rule that you would absolutely change in flag football, any format, any style, something that you absolutely hate that's just so dumb to you?
Pitching. Why can we not pitch the ball?
Oh, IFAF, yeah.
Okay, yeah. IFAF.
IFAF. Why? Okay. I don't understand that.
That's a really...
You have a player like London on your team, and you are running and you pitch to her. Like, I'm sorry, that's a total cheat code.
Yeah,
I could say the same for us, but like obviously we do it for obvious reasons. But I agree with her. Like, Adam.
Okay, so it's him. He was so ready to go too. There we go. Welcome back.
Y'all can hear me.
We can hear you. Reboot and go.
That is so weird. I didn't do nothing.
Wait, I could hear you that whole time.
Oh, really? Yeah, I didn't hear a word. It completely
See you. That's you, Jake Carl.
It was you again, Jacob.
No, it wasn't, because everybody else was moving. I could see Aunt and Michaela moving. It just okay. All right.
It's just you.
We're gonna talk later. Ice. Because now I know who number two is.
So, I mean, but back to the whole point of growing the game, do you think outside the United States and maybe Mexico, international teams could really hone in on the concept of being able to defend the pitch downfield?
I mean, I think it brings a whole nother dynamic to the game, and I think, yeah, why not? It's an evolution of the sport that I think is totally, like, you can totally add that to the game.
Mm-hmm. So
I don't know.
Literally, they played a tournament out here before they left.
Yeah.
And they was adapting to USA flag rules. When I tell you, they started like pitching downfield, like within like the week of them learning like the game, I was like, oh wow, they learned fast. And they was like, it wasn't just like them little small pitches. It was like sometimes it'd be like across the field or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so it'd be like crazy pitch and stuff like that. So I feel like if one country could do it, like a lot of other countries can, because now more countries doing drop backs and stuff like that. So if they can do drop backs, they could be able to pitch downfield.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't think it's so much about the offensive part of it. I think it's for defenses, because
mm-hmm.
yeah, there's such an understanding of like, okay, the ball is downfield, everybody just crashes on the ball carrier. So breaking that habit as a defense, because now you can't all crash on the defender, or the ball gets pitched and you know somebody's gone for the
time. I agree. And I think, to me, I might be wrong, might not, but I think they do no pitching because for defense is an offensive game. I pass an offensive game. We all can say that. So yeah. any like ticky tack touch that defense do is a penalty. So I think because of that, because we really can't make no contact, it's giving us like, you know, at least like they can't pitch downfield or anything since we can't make no contact with them. So I think for me, that's the reason why. But like I said, I could be wrong. I could be super wrong. That's why I put myself in third place.
That's funny.
Okay, so
hey, Will, did you pick your rule? You can't copy mine. You gotta come up with your own.
Oh, my
yeah, go ahead, man.
My flag catcher. Like, I can't stand flag catch. Like, what's a flag catch?
Not a rule.
I don't know, because if the receiver gonna come down with the ball, the football all the way, don't just catch the ball in the air, have possession, then you consider that as a catch. No.
Mm.
If we're gonna play, it's flag football, I get it, but we're gonna put football in it, you have to be able to catch it and have possession of the ball as you're coming down.
So you're gonna call college rules or NFL rules then? 1 foot, 2 foot?
It's still 1 foot. It's still 1 foot.
Okay.
But at least come down with the ball. Like, at least come down with the ball. Don't be able to, like, just catch the ball while you're in the air. Then as soon as you're going down, the DB hits the ball, and they still call it a catch. No. No. I hate that rule, because it happened to me multiple times as defense. I'll play great defense, they say it's a flag catch. I'm like, how? They just said because he had possession with the ball coming down. I'm like, but I thought this was football. Flag rule, flag catch. Oh, my gosh, bro. You got it. I ain't gonna say nothing else. That's one thing. That's one thing I hate more than anything. And I think as a defensive player, a lot of people that play defense can understand that.
Mm-hmm.
They understand that for sure.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Ant.
Oh, well, I mean, number one, that there's nowhere in the rule book nationally that says the term flag catch.
Well, I'll tell you, I got like 7 different refs telling me like 5 different things about a flag catch. I just say y'all got it. That's cool. I just say y'all got it. Like, hey, I'm not gonna argue. you the rep. You know more rules than me, so I'm gonna just go off what you say.
That's funny.
Yeah, I mean, but in IFAF there is possession happens a lot faster. So yeah, so I know that kind of does have that black edge, but. And I think just in general, there's like an old, it's like a, just an old mentality that got created that like, that basically you really didn't even have to have, like you didn't have to have a foot down as long as you had it even for a moment, then it was a catch or whatever. And that got like extremely exaggerated, you know, at some point. But it, nowhere in the rule book, like USA flag rule book, does not have anything that says flag catch. It's very specific. It's the same catch with flag football as it is with college football.
Momentary possession and a foot down.
A lot of rules can be different. I don't know. You got it.
Because they're all over the place.
Okay, and I have a question, by the way. Thanks for reminding me. So, Ozzie, this is off topic. This is off topic, but this involves about the flag catcher. So, five contact when we play New Dynasty with the whole with Marshawn and the DB, they both caught the ball at the same time, but the DB ripped it out of Marshawn's hands in the end zone. Is that a touchdown or is that a pick?
They call it a touchdown.
Yeah, but I'm saying because you was recording, obviously. You couldn't ref. So that's what I'm asking you. What would you call it?
So really what should have happened is he caught it and he had a foot down in the end zone. So that's a touchdown. Anything that happened after that doesn't matter.
Okay. Because all I saw was catch the ball. I just turned around. I just see what else happened. Nation, he with the ball.
Yeah, he caught it. He caught it. His foot came down, and then the DB grabbed it and pulled it out, and then had the ball in his hand.
So I was right there. So, I saw everybody put their hands out. I just put my hands up like this. That's all I did.
So say Marshawn was up in the air and he catches it, and before his foot hit the ground, the DB knocks it out.
Then it'll be incomplete.
You call stripping.
See, that's the thing. That's what I'm talking about right there. That's great defense in my eyes. That's just a DB guy.
What are you supposed to do in that situation then?
Exactly.
Play the flags.
That's giving up a touchdown. You don't have that on the field.
So sounds like you got beat. The DB got beat then. So whose fault is that?
Bro, the point is.
He still has to
come down with the football 1 foot down. Like, to me, that's great defense because I do that a lot.
If it's bang bang, you're never gonna get that call. If it's close, you're never gonna get that. But if it's where it's glaring, where somebody comes in, they've got the ball, they're making some sort of move, mm-hmm. and then somebody comes in and punches the ball out.
That's different.
I agree.
Right.
I agree with that one.
Yeah. But when they're bang bang, you're never gonna see somebody try to, and you shouldn't see somebody try to involve themselves.
Honestly, in all the games I officiated, I probably called stripping like three times. It's because it's so like.
It's obvious.
It was a perfect scenario, like four officials on the field. It was something I was looking right at. And I was like zeroed in on that play at that moment where I was able to see that the player like clearly had it in his hands for a second and then the DB knocked it out. But it's outside of that, it is so hard to call. And so it's probably more times than not the DB is gonna get a call and it's just gonna be incomplete. As long as they don't make crazy contact.
Yeah.
Because you're looking at something else. But like that's what flag football is supposed to be non-contact, So if you put contact, of course, there's a lot more wiggle room, but if the contact comes early, the quick response of, oh, this is contact, let us play. Well, DPI is still DPI, no matter if it's, contact, tackle, football. If that contact comes early, it's DPI.
You're not wrong. Official.
So.
Not wrong.
okay, so any other rules you guys want to talk about? This is fun right now, you guys.
No, I don't know. Not that I know, no.
Michaela, anything else?
Not that I can think of right now.
I feel like some will come back in my memory later on in this, but right now, no.
That always happens.
No, hit our
find us. Yeah, Saturday, hit our 2 o'clock at Worlds.
Right when something dumb happens, we're there for it.
Yeah.
Talk to him while he's recording live. So about this rule.
No, it'll never be that calm.
hey, just know I will make this statement right now. If I am recording live, anything that the official calls, I'm with. I am not. There is no like. I'm not.
I mean, so if Ant is recording, he got shades on. Do not talk to him because he's not going to hear anything.
he can't hear you over the mustache. The shiesty mask and the mustache. He can't hear you over.
Bro, you're not going to hear nothing.
I'm not listening. So. Oh my gosh, I gotta bring it up, man. It was the funniest thing. So I think it was the Forest Championship, and Flash got five plays off. Was that the Forest Championship?
I think it was,
or the semifinal game, maybe.
Was it not? If it was Nas, it was semi. If it's DNA, it was quarter.
Oh, it was DNA. That was the game. Yeah.
Quarterfinal. So I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah, so Flash has to take five plays off. And the funniest thing, Corey turns to Lance and he's like, can we make it three plays instead of five? Like he's bargaining plays. I'm like,
no. Is it five plays?
Yeah.
It is? Okay. I never seen that rule. I never like heard of it. So when Lance did that, I was like, five plays? Dang it. Like,
yeah.
I flash it on both sides, but
it's like the step before giving an unsportsmanlike. So it's kind of a way to give a warning without having yardage connected to it.
Okay, so. I mean it makes sense. But I feel like in that situation, it should have happened like at least like with both players, not just one, because it was two people going back and forth, which it wasn't one person, it was two people. So I feel like they both should have sat out five plays, even though they both wasn't going to play the next drive because it was swapping. So that's five plays right there. But at the same time, I feel like it shouldn't have just been one person, it should have been at least both of them.
Yeah.
All I know is I'm trying to get me out that game.
Yeah, that was weird. It's so weird when someone like starts that trash talk with nothing's happened yet, and like he elevated it to such a high level, like at the first play of the game, and it was kind of like he had to keep it there, like the guy from DNA, like there was no stopping him because he went to 100 as soon as the game started.
Nah, but like. So that same person you're talking to, he's actually like he's a real life, like he's a chill dude. So, but like he always talks. That's the one thing about him. He talks. But once he's like my brother. Like once he talks, he's not gonna stop. But like off the field, but like he's one of them. He's one of them players. Like on the field, he's gonna talk. But like off the field, it's all love. You know, it's nothing too crazy stuff like that. So shout out to him though because. He talked after the game. He talked to me about it, and he was just basically like, you know, thinking that we was gonna continue after the game. But I was just telling him that we not like that. Like after the game, it's all love and stuff like that.
Yeah, not for sure. So the last topic I want to talk to you guys about before we let you guys go for the night. So with the Olympics 2028, so we know that six teams can make it for both men's and women's. But what we've recently found out, and I guess we should have known this because the way the Olympics work, the host country never gets a guaranteed spot. So the United States is not guaranteed a spot. So I just want to hear what six teams you guys think will make it. So we'll flip-flop it. Zay, I want you to pick the six women's teams. And McKinley, you pick the six men's teams. So Zay, you go ahead.
USA, Mexico, Canada. I'm going to say China, the way they've been playing. China, that's four. Germany. I'm not saying it because she's in here. I'm saying it because Germany's actually a good team. So,
Ayo.
And hey, who's in sixth spot? The sixth spot is always the tricky part. It's always the hard part.
Do you find a way to get an African team in there?
I am. That's what I'm trying to. That's what I think of because Nigeria is good.
Mm-hmm.
Egypt didn't do bad in that either.
Nope.
But I would. I'm gonna go. I feel like Nigeria gonna two-peat over there, so I'm gonna say Nigeria.
So who would be your number seven? Who would be the seven, the first team out?
Oh,
damn.
Panama, maybe.
Okay.
It's either between Panama and Japan.
Okay.
So that's what I said. That's tough. Y'all put me in a hard spot. Damn.
That is tough.
That's tough.
That's tough.
All right, Michaela, who's your six?
To be honest, I'm so new to this world. I don't know the men's teams like that. Like, so I'm going to need some help from my phone of friends. You guys help me.
We got
I don't know. I mean, I think obviously you have to take Team USA, Mexico, yep. Canada. Those three, I think.
Okay.
But I don't know. You guys tell me. What do you think?
Oof.
Italy. I feel like Italy.
Make it.
I feel like Japan, too.
Okay.
Japan's probably the best team I think play against.
I think Pat is going to get the Chinese team to the Olympics.
I think so, too. Okay. I think so, too.
So who's Ant, number seven, Ant, Zay?
Don't look at me. Ant was number seven. I did my seven already.
First team out is out of men's. I feel like, well, Austria then. Austria's got to be the first team out.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about them.
I'm not going to lie. Austria, they tall. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
Do they speak English to you guys when they talk?
Yeah.
That's so funny. Okay.
When we played them in Finland, they I think like over half of them do. One of them actually is from Florida. So
okay.
I forgot his name, but yeah, he's from Miami. So, you know, he's fluent in English, but everybody else was speaking like it wasn't like our type of English, but like they knew sentences and stuff.
Yeah, well, most of them over there, all my teammates speak a semblance of English, so everyone there kind of does.
Ben funny. Ben from Germany, he's hilarious. Ben is hilarious.
He is. Ben, I love Ben. He's so nice, though. He's so funny, but so nice.
So what does this international trash talk sound like, though? I mean, like, is it crossing the line? Does it remind you of YTG self-made game, that kind of thing, or so, like what's the worst?
I don't think anything can be as bad as that game. So I don't think any trash talk can be as bad as that game, only because you know we all know each other. So obviously we're gonna talk stuff
different.
So, but like try to talk stuff against like another national team is really difficult because most of them don't know what you're saying. And most of them are super nice, so you really can't. Like, you're going to look like a bad person. So you can't really talk stuff under that now.
I also think there's a different respect level, right?
Exactly. But I'll say the one time that we was talking trash was when we played Canada in Panama. Yeah. But obviously, we just for obvious reasons. But like, I was only in game. After that game, it was all love, you know, no hatred and nothing. But that's pretty much the only time we really talk trash. So,
I mean, didn't the coaches all get into it on the sideline?
No, they was talking.
Oh, okay.
You know Rudy. Rudy's always gonna amp. He's always gonna be amped up. So like, he don't care like if he's talking trash, and then he's all gonna be amped up for us, regardless where he at.
Yeah. So Michaela, what about in women's flag football? Is there any degree of like trash talk where it's like starting to cross the line?
I mean, my experience, no. But my only experience really is LA. And yeah. I feel like everybody was actually the opposite. I feel like there's such an emphasis on growing the game and competing naturally from a physical standpoint. But I don't know. I think we all became like friends when we saw players from other countries. It was almost like exciting and fun. Obviously, when you're on the field, it's play, but I didn't see any sort of talking. But I think that's not as common in the women's game in general. But yeah, no, not really.
Yeah.
And don't ask me, because I am so far from trash talk. I'm not even capable of pursing my lips to talk like that, to be honest. I've never been that type of player. I wish I was, but like.
Not even in
collegiate women's soccer, when like Wisconsin's going against Minnesota, there was nothing crazy being said.
No, I was always like a watch me player. Like, okay, you can say that, but just watch. It's fine. You can say what you want, but you'll see. That was my mentality, like silent assassin type.
No, for sure. Okay, well, me and Jacob appreciate you both coming on the show tonight. We wanted to break down the world rankings and have some fun with it and talk about, you know, what is the name of that city that's
got the,
there you go, that place.
Yeah, we make a group chat and I'll send a voice memo for you guys to practice.
Yeah, we're just gonna have it that way. Whenever we need to say it, we just press a button.
I gotcha.
Yeah, for sure. And you know, Michaela, best of luck, you know, this coming week going back to Germany and with your camps and everything like that. And Zay, when's the first camp for US?
To be determined. I don't know yet. I don't know yet. So.
All right. And of course, you know, I do want you guys to know I have a Mexico jersey. There is a reason behind me cheering for Mexico.
Are we going to hear it, or are you just going to
say
that? I don't know if I want to. I'm going to.
Okay, so no, I will say I've shared it in previous shows or whatever, but ultimately, my three kids are Hispanic. They are Mexican descent. So in this house, we cheer for Mexico. Like, that's just how it goes. So I like to support. I like to have kids see that there are Mexican athletes that are, you know, further in this game of flag football. And it does, honestly, it doesn't matter what the sport is, whether it's soccer, flag football, anything. Like, my kids are cheering for Mexico. So I got my kids back in this scenario. So I like to troll it a little bit as well. So.
Yeah, you did a great job.
We see that.
Michaela, before we go, is there anything you want to plug, or I don't know if you anything you want to else you want to say, or?
No, thank you guys for having. I'll speak for both of us. Thank you guys for giving us this platform to kind of shoot the shit a little bit and talk about some things that we're really passionate about and trying to grow the game. You guys are a big part of that as well. So thank you for giving us this platform.
Absolutely. Yeah. Is there anything you want to plug? Any speakers or anything you want
to? You don't want to talk. First thing first, Jacob, you still ain't run me my rock, paper, scissors in Arlington, but that's for another day. But
you don't know how to play.
I don't want to hear. But I do appreciate y'all for inviting me to get on this podcast. You know, I like your podcast. I rock with it. Be funny sometimes. But y'all do be talking about some serious stuff. But big shout out to my famous friends, Velt, you know, Flash, Laval, you know, because they, you know, also helped me get to where I'm at. Shout out to Corey, my brother. So shout out to everybody that helped me. But appreciate y'all for letting me be on this podcast along with the famous Michaela. So that's really all I gotta say is I appreciate y'all.
Absolutely.
Come into a ping pong table near you.
There actually is.
Hey, I feel like I can turn on a live and we can make that happen somewhere in Tampa. There's gotta be an Airbnb
Absolutely, we're fine. Yes, Tampa, we're fine in the spot.
Yep.
It was very windy and it was very cold. So
what?
I was crazy. Stiff.
And that's crazy. The same reason they lost to Canada.
And I have enough lateral movement, so.
Get him off the screen. Get him off the screen.
Damn.
But, all right, we appreciate y'all. We'll see y'all in Tampa.
See you guys. Appreciate it. Have a great night.
Appreciate it.
Bye, guys.
I think I toned it down a little bit tonight. I wasn't.
Okay.
All right. I don't know. How do you feel about now this knowing that the U.S. doesn't get a automatic spot?
I mean, it just makes them have to, you know, perform. And I mean, both have shown that they have the elite caliber to do it. So I don't. Yeah. I think it's a non-issue, but it is interesting because, you know, if you look at just about every other sport, I'm pretty sure host countries get automatic bids.
I looked it up, and so they don't get an automatic bid, but there's something around the like qualifications that they get like extra consideration kind of deal.
Makes sense.
So yeah, so they don't get an automatic bid, but there's kind of, you know, a little bit of a drawing a blank here. You know, like reward. I don't know. Something. Incentive. That's what incentive. I was looking
for. There you go.
Yeah. Okay. Clearly you and Zay weren't going to give me that word.
Nope. Number 3 or 4.
I didn't even bring up North Carolina. As soon as he said that, I was like, well, definitely not North Carolina taking the 2 spot.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
Hey, so anything? Speaking of North Carolina, anything exciting you want to talk about with Camel City? That I saw a little like teaser post from your cohort.
From Krista, yeah, yeah. Just getting ready for next year. Nothing to share yet.
Okay.
So
all right, cool.
Yeah, just getting geared up for next year. That's all.
All right, fair enough. I didn't know if you wanted to. Can you get like an exclusive? When the time comes, can we get it here first? Can it be? That's crazy, man.
No, I mean, we were in North Carolina. Remember, what was it? We're number 4.
That's fair enough. That's fair enough. Okay, well, I think we talked in plenty of IFAB. Oh, my gosh. Now I can't even remember. Can you say it? Can you say the city in Germany?
No, I can't say Dusseldorf. No,
apparently. Okay, no, so it's not with an O. It's I don't know.
It hurts my tongue.
It does. I just think there's some languages that, like, if you never tried to speak that language, like, you're not gonna just like pick it up. You know,
right?
Like I say, I get like a different accent when I am around Mexican officials.
Right.
That's what you said. That's what you said to me one time.
I don't remember.
Did I like talk differently or something? I don't know. But because I spoke Spanish for a lot of years, I was fluent in Spanish and then I lost it. But
you lost it?
Yeah. Well, if you don't continue to use a language, you kind of lose it a little bit. Huh. Anyway, should we talk about some cool stuff? What do you want to? This is still really cool to me. I put it on my key.
Yeah, nice.
Shout out to Shrooms.
Shout out Shrooms. Yeah.
Keep my keys where?
On you like that?
Well, yeah, in my room, in my studio.
In your studio?
You know what's crazy? Can I tell you something wild about me? When I was in 7th grade, I was part of a rap group, and I turned my I turned my room into a studio, and it had like soundproof. We had like a little mic booth. We had turntables. We had the 4-track recorder, which nobody nowadays knows what that is. And now I've turned my room into a podcast studio. So it's like it's full circle for me.
So did your rap group? Don't say what it is if you did. Did your rap group have a name?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So everybody at home, I want you guys to guess this week what Ant's rap group, seventh grade rap group name was. I have like three ideas off the top of my head. So just keep that in mind.
Okay. Yeah, there's already responses coming in the chat. So nice. Yeah. Hey, we did put a whole mixtape together.
Seventh floor group.
You know, but hey, two of the four members of this rap group actually went on to some mediocre like SoundCloud rapper success. So
that's it. Okay. Cool.
I was not one of those two.
Oh, so you were not number two. Okay.
No, I was like the producer. I mixed it all together.
You didn't even get to rap on the albums.
Nah, I wasn't a rapper. I was the producer. I was like Dr. Dre. I was like the equivalent of the Colorado Dr. Dre.
The Colorado Dr. Dre. Okay. All right, folks. And with that, make sure you guys check out our merch.
Yeah. No, for sure. We have a lot of merch. So many different things. Someone was interested in Arlington. They brought up the Moo Moo with Jordan's picture on it. That's available still.
Okay.
I feel like it's a top seller currently.
The Moo Moo.
But we got. Yeah, but this is what's cool. If you order something, there's only a few items that this doesn't include, but 95% of the items on the merch store, if you order them, they come within 7 days. Like, it's a very quick turnaround. You go on there. You don't even have to talk to me and Jacob. You don't have to send us money on Cash App or things like that. It's all through the website, and then it gets shipped to your house, and you get it. And so get those order in, you know, order some merch. If we see people at tournaments wearing our merch, we're gonna do something cool. I don't know.
We're gonna do a backflip.
Is that ever a time in your life that you could do a backflip?
Yeah, underwater. That's about it, though.
Yeah, but anyway, link to our merch store is on Instagram, right? And and we just hit 6,500 followers on Instagram. So hold for a second, real quick. Just wait. Did you hear that?
Hear what?
I don't know. Okay, it doesn't work. There's this button that says I can do an applause, but I don't think it works.
Oh, so you have a clock on here? Oh, jeez.
A what?
Nothing.
What?
I don't know. Did you say you have a clock on here? A TikTok clock?
No. Okay. Oh, I have this. There's a button. If I press it now. Okay, anybody in the chat, you hear this? It's a button that says applause. And I pressed it, and I hear an applause, but I don't know if anyone else can hear it.
Yeah, I don't hear an applause.
Okay. Well, maybe it's, I don't know. That'd be cool. Whatever that. Anyway. So, Jacob, where can everyone find us?
Everywhere. We're on Facebook, Instagram.
Don't you say it. Do not say it.
I'll get there in a minute. Facebook, Instagram. You can go to our link tree. You can find our Spotify, Apple podcasts, Pandora. anywhere you get your podcast. If you want to watch this live, watch the whole thing start to finish, go on YouTube. We play on there. We got TikTok, we've got X, we got Y, we got W, all the fun apps. If you really want to go back and take a blast from the past, go to MySpace, check it out. We're there. Ant's got the top eight set up. It's really just Lance, Jordan, and like three other fun people, but you'll have to go look to find out who it is. But he doesn't, you know, whatever. But yeah, we're everywhere. Anywhere you get your podcasts, we're there. Please check us, like, subscribe, share. It's how we're able to keep things moving. We appreciate you guys. Yeah.
Yeah, and this is episode 90 for us, which is really cool. This is episode
90. Yep.
Yeah.
We've done this 90 whole times.
Yeah. and we can't forget where we came from, where we started. Happy birthday to Zane Calicut.
Happy birthday to my guy.
Anybody that wished me happy birthday today, not my birthday, he set up the Facebook when we started the show.
It all makes sense now.
Yeah. He was the original co-host with me, and you know, just he became a dad, and you know, he moved on to you know, bigger and better things.
Life starts lifing, and then you take off.
Yeah.
So exactly. We appreciate Zane. We appreciate the ones who crawled so we could walk.
Absolutely.
So
yeah. What's that hat you got on, man?
Oh, my Infinite Flag hat. Check out my folks up in PA. They're all over the place. They make the best apparel around. They got the coolest shorts, joggers, pants, shirts, hats. They do theme stuff all the time. I'm sure they're coming out with something dope for Tampa. I would be shocked if they didn't. So just check them out. Some of the nicest people in the world, too.
Yeah, absolutely. And with that, you want to close this out?
Hey, let's go ahead. We had the clock start. The clock's been running, and now we're clocking out.